Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Levi Johnson. He's a staff veterinarian at New Fashion Pork in Jackson, Minnesota. Thanks for joining us, Levi.
Likewise, Joe.
Lots of changes going on in the pork industry, specifically as far as antibiotics are managed. What sort of changes are you making at New Fashion Pork?
Yeah, so we've made a transition over several years, kind of in the direction of definitely using less antibiotics, and I think that's probably a consensus across across the industry. So we've kind of went down the direction of taking away antibiotics and seeing how that felt, seeing how that was for the pig, how that was for production, and when that's been successful, then we've tried to pull the next one kind of one at a time.
Now you say when it's been successful, that suggests that maybe there were some times when it wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a place, I think, for feed medication. And certainly different systems are going to be a lot different on their experiences, on their health, on how they flow pigs, on just a lot of nuances like that, I think, make going without feed meds a much better option, maybe for us than others. It's kind of like learning how to ride a bike on training wheels. However long you're on the training wheels, it's still going to be a little bit of, a little uncomfortable and a little scary once you take the wheels off.
But absolutely.
But you eventually learn.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, for us, we just had to try it. We didn't try it across our entire system at once. We tried it in a few sow farms and that flow of pigs. Tried it in one, tried it in two, liked what we saw. So we had some confidence that we weren't gonna jeopardize health, and we haven't.
So you're still using feed medications?
Today I'd say we have one flow we have feed medication on, and that's just because they have a very bad PRRS virus.
Okay.
And that'd be the only one.
What are you doing to fill the void? Because obviously pigs get sick.
Yep.
They are always processing different diseases and so forth. You're putting more emphasis on vaccination, injectable antibiotics. What's your strategy?
In our path of removing feed antibiotics, we've been increasing with vaccine at the same rate at the same time. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I talked some about salmonella, so we definitely deal with, more cases of salmonella and probably more severe cases.
Since backing off of the feed medications.
Yeah. Okay. So that's definitely been an observation for us, and I think that's an experience for a lot of people, that's just something we deal with more.
And is that a problem for the pigs, or is that something that's more of a problem just further down the food chain?
Both. You're trying to get the pig better, you're trying to get the pig to perform. Obviously with salmonella, that can lead to adhesions and packer problems. And obviously food concerns too, as far as food safety. So we don't take that lightly. I guess in our hands, the being able to be successful with salmonella has largely been just really, really nailing down and raising the bar on husbandry. I mean, so that's ventilation and looking at different ways to feed pigs to try to get more acid contact on salmonella that may be introduced in the pig enterically.
And if we could talk about that just a little bit more. I mean, you mentioned, ventilation, acid in the feed. I mean, could you elaborate on that?
Maybe ventilation first. I think that's maybe the most important in our hands. Having enough minimum ventilation, when we start getting cold, so that we're moving enough air to correct for gas and especially humidity, right? Any bacteria, especially salmonella and other coliforms, really appreciate that humid environment. So that's the bug part of ventilation. Also, if your barn's too humid, your slats are wet, your pigs are wet. So that's a direct loss of about 15 degrees, or what feels like 15 degrees to the pig, just because moisture is a conductor of heat, and it takes heat away, so you have the pig, you have the environment, and also you have just other comorbidities, you know, other bacteria, and just general stress on the pig itself, that, and all of those things are going to challenge that pig potentially and make him more, you know, set up for infection. Salmonella, I think, is interesting too, because we know that it's an intermittent shedder. Pig's going to have some salmonella inside some cells, sometimes in lymph nodes, for a long time. Basically, most populations of pigs and, frankly, animals are going to have some population of salmonella. But stressful events, we know, is going to make that pig shed more salmonella.
What about, is there anything more that you could do with in terms of vaccination or injectable antibiotics to reduce the incidence of salmonella?
Yeah, we vaccinate all of our pigs on arrival for salmonella. That's been definitely the right course of action for us, especially trying to get ahead of that disease process. Salmonella tends to make pigs that kind of get a chronic colitis. You know, they don't necessarily die, but you end up with a lot of chronic pigs, and we need to be ahead of that chronic pig, because we can't fix that chronic pig at that point. So that day one vaccination on placement's been important for us, and in farrowing too. We've been aggressive in sow farms, getting vaccine there too.
So, you know, there are a lot of forces out there that would like us to reduce or even eliminate antibiotics. But, I mean, as a veterinarian, that can create a kind of an ethical conflict at times, I would think.
Yeah. We got to do what's right for the pig, and we have to do what's right for the consumer. And a fair question that I believe Mike Apley asked, what's wrong with the system that requires you to use an antibiotic? Mm-hmm. You know, what makes this a necessity? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a hard, you know, that's a hard question for a lot in our industry to really tackle. But I think we're moving in the right direction. I think we're as an industry, I think we're looking at what we can remove, and we're trying it. Mm-hmm. A little bit at a time. You know, it doesn't make sense. It'd be a terrible idea, I think, for everybody to pull feed meds today without having an idea what that effect would be.
Yeah, because it really comes down to the welfare of the animal, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the whole conversation of antibiotics is all supposed to be reducing, you know, resistance in human populations. For human treatment success, there is a risk of, if we don't treat pigs that need to be treated, we're gonna drastically increase the contamination potentially.
Sure.
So that can be a, you know, a human health risk directly, whether if there's, you know, contamination things at plants, and also just from a resistance standpoint. If you think about it logistically, if you have a way higher population with a little bit less resistance, that might look the same as a lower population of bacteria with a little more resistance. You know, maybe we're not actually moving the bar the direction we intend to. So I think that's kind of something we need to think about in this whole thing. And again, that's going to be situational and you know, producer to producer dependent.
Now, you make some good points, Levi, and it'll be certainly interesting to see how it unfolds and to see what you do personally at New Fashion Pork. So thanks for sharing your insights.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Levi Johnson. He's a staff veterinarian at New Fashion Pork in Jackson, Minnesota. Again, Levi, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Joe.
You bet.